I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Ellie Burlow. On her way home to Martha's Vineyard for Thanksgiving, Ellie caught up with her son Elijah in Idaho during his trip across country.
This Thanksgiving, I'm going to give a toast to all the nomads in my life, the travelers, the road warriors, the sojourners, seekers, and the strays. Some people, even those we love more than they know, are born nomadic. They're not meant to be in one place for too long. It makes them gitchy. The road calls out to them and they have to go for their art, their wanderlust, the adventures. And that means they're not always going to be home for dinner or home for Thanksgiving. Like our son, Elijah Burlow, he's driving across country, making music, and says he plans to be somewhere near Chicago come the holiday. We'll see. This is going to be our first one without Elijah. He'll land at a friend's or a family table. And back here, we'll keep extra place settings for any wayfarers who come to our door for safe harbor and some turkey. The last few Thanksgivings, we've cooked up a feast with Elijah's former employer, Jefferson Monroe. He's a farmer in Vineyard Haven and raises livestock for the meal, slaughters and butchers them, and rolls them all into this crazy, wonderful 5-in-1 animal inside of another. It's kind of like a turducken, if you've ever heard of one of those. Elijah's learned all this by Jefferson's side, so he can tell you what's been in it.
The roast. Well, past couple of years, we've done pig, turkey, goose, duck, chicken, I think just a pheasant. That was it. Jefferson deboned everything and then sewed it together, and then lubricated all the meats with fat. I think specifically pork fat, pork lard. It was delicious. I don't know what this is going to be this year. That's what we did the last couple of years.
This time we plan to simplify and reduce the number of species in our main course. Basically, that means we'll include every animal but the pig. I'm going to miss the pig. What does my 20-year-old troubadour say he's going to miss?
I think I'm going to miss the multiple meat layers of our Thanksgiving. Not just the meat layers, the layers of people that come to the Burlow household during Thanksgiving. From the farmers or the restaurant owners or the chefs or the stragglers or Lisa and Isabel from Miami or Bob eating everything in sight. But also the walk on the beach after, of course, which is great and fantastic and that everyone loves. Being by the ocean during the really cold November beautifulness of Martha's Vineyard. The starkness.
The thing about our nomads is they have to go. It's in their blood. I'd like to believe that because they know we're here, we're home while they're away, that gives them the strength to follow their journey and steady their compass. So at this Thanksgiving, we'll serve up food that reminds us of who's not at the table this time around. Those mashed potatoes, that weird cranberry jelly sauce with ridges straight from the can, Brussels sprouts three ways, kimchi, latkes and smoked oysters, lots and lots of pie and ice cream. It's a long way home through the heart, but just until they come back for a visit and for leftovers. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ellie Burlow.
You can see some pictures of the Burlow Special 5-in-1 Roast on our website, capeandislands.org. We're always looking for interesting story ideas for the Local Food Report, histories, mysteries, or conundrums. Or if you know of an unusual edible growing in your area, give us a call or get in touch on our website. This Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, from Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving.